This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. New albums by two bands, Eagles of Death Metal's Death by Sexy and Rye Coalition's Curses, feature hard rock influences from at least 30 years ago. Rock critic Ken Tucker says both bands make the so-called classic rock genre fresh again. And by coincidence, each album has been produced by different musicians who have been members of a much bigger name band, Queens of the Stone Age. Here's the opening of the CD by the Eagles of Death Metal.
For a side project from a member of Queens of the Stone Age that can sound like a joke band if you don't listen carefully enough, Eagles of Death Metal sure is, well, great. Guitarist and drummer Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age reunited with a childhood pal, Jesse Hughes, who was going through a bad divorce and writing rock songs as therapy. The two formed Eagles of Death Metal, the very name a joke that nonetheless suggested both intensity and a soaring playfulness. Little Richard, James Brown, and T-Rex were prime inspirations, as are middle-period Rolling Stones and half-forgotten boogie bands like Savoy Brown and Foghat. How does all that sound when mashed together? Like this. Lead singer-songwriter Jesse Hughes is a hilarious eccentric, nutty and shrewd. He sometimes uses the stage name Boots Electric because he likes to dance while performing. He refers to his prodigious mustache as, quote, a soft boomerang of love. By contrast, Rye Coalition, a New Jersey quintet, plays it a bit more straight and ferocious on their pleasingly raw new disc, Curses. In Rye Coalition singer Ralph Cusseglia's voice, you can hear the strangled angst that informed the distinguished work of AC/DC, Kiss, and the noted archery and gun enthusiast Ted Nugent. But Rye Coalition adds its own mark to this genre of bash and roll. First of all, with a knowingness that never becomes arch or ironic, and a fierce rhythm section powered by the drummer David Anthony Lido. What both Eagles of Death Metal and Rye Coalition share, and they share it to the extent of touring together on some dates, is that they don't agonize or antagonize. They want to make music that especially pleases the female segment of their audiences, which is unusual among male bands who rock this hard. That's what the Eagles' album title, Death by Sexy, refers to, achieving musical romantic nirvana. Speaking of Nirvana, Rye Coalition is produced by Dave Grohl, former member of Nirvana and a Foo Fighter who was also briefly a Queen of the Stone Age with the Eagles producer Josh Homme just a few years ago. Alienation, hostility, and free-floating antagonism have become so routine among newer hard rock acts, as well as much hardcore hip-hop, that simply by making party music, heavy on the beat, mindful of funk and blues rhythms, both bands locate the sensuality that transforms solid rock into something more rare, good old rock and roll.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed new CDs by Eagles of Death Metal and Rye Coalition.